So, you have a Sonic movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Oh, that'll be fun to see with his big head and his big eyes.
No.
What?
No, we're gonna want to make this guy more realistic, because he's gonna run around on planet Earth, so he can't be like a cartoon.
I guess that makes sense, so what are we talking about?
Well, first of all, teeth.
Teeth?
Yeah, I want to be able to count how many teeth this guy has.
Okay.
I want to be able to picture him biting someone, and I want visible eyelids.
Why would we want that?
Then we gotta work on his proportions, make him a whole lot more human-shaped. I'm thinking calf muscles.
Calf muscles, okay.
I want him to look like that kid in Jumanji, you know, when he's halfway into turning into a monkey.
I mean, maybe we could talk about the story a little bit before getting into this.
If you say so.
So what happens in this thing?
Well, this toothy kid Sonic grew up on another planet and was raised by an owl named Longclaw, right?
Longclaw the owl? Is that a Sonic character?
No, I made it up. There's an owl now, I decided.
Oh, adding random owls into things is tight.
Yeah, and so because Sonic is so fast and powerful, some bad guys want to steal his power.
Uh-oh.
So this owl gives him a bag of rings that let him make portals to wherever, so she sends him to Earth, and she's like, stay hidden there.
Very sad. So what does he do?
Well, he spends like a decade in this small town in Montana, and he's super lonely, so he like watches people from outside their windows.
Oh my god.
But like in a cute way. It's not horrifying.
Oh, it's not. Okay, great.
Yeah, so he's just doing speedy stuff to pass the time, like he plays ping pong against himself.
Oh, like Quicksilver in X-Men Days of Future Past.
Oh, crap. You saw that movie, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a whole lot of people did, yeah.
Dang it. Okay, well, that's where we're gonna be getting a lot of our action scenes from.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, we're just gonna straight up do that time in a bottle scene, okay?
Okay, well, maybe nobody's gonna notice.
Fingers crossed.
So what else happens?
Well, Sonic is so lonely that he runs very fast around a baseball diamond.
What?
And that leads to a power outage, and that leads to the government hiring Dr. Robotnik to track him down.
Oh, and what's Dr. Robotnik's deal?
Oh, he's very wacky and condescending. He says stuff like, I was spitting out formulas when you were spitting up formula.
That's a good line.
Yeah, he's also gonna be like, look what came out of my egg sack.
Oh my god, I don't like that one.
Well, it makes sense in context.
Okay, if you say so.
So anyway, the owl that I made up had told Sonic, if you ever get caught, you gotta go through a portal to like a mushroom planet.
Oh, is that a drug thing?
No, it's all literal.
Oh.
So he takes his bag of rings from his cave to the garage of a police officer named Tom.
Why couldn't he have just used the portal in his cave?
Because I want Tom in the movie.
Gotcha.
And so they see each other and Sonic's like, meow, and then Tom shoots him with a tranquilizer.
Totally justified shooting. That's an awful joke.
Well, no, it's more that he was shocked to see an alien.
Right.
So then Sonic accidentally drops his rings into a portal to the top of a building in San Francisco.
Oh, so he runs to San Francisco and gets them?
No, he doesn't.
Can he not run that far?
Oh, no, he definitely can. At a certain point, he runs from Montana to the Pacific Ocean in 2 seconds.
So why doesn't he run to San Francisco?
Well, he's not exactly sure which way to go, so he has to team up with Tom.
To go buy a map?
No, to drive there in a pickup truck going 50 miles an hour on a quest in which time is of the utmost importance.
Do you think people want to see a character known for his speed sitting in a normal vehicle respecting the laws of the road for an hour and a half?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
Anyway, so Tom and Sonic are gonna become friends along the way and just have a ton of fun. Like, Sonic is gonna floss several times.
Right, because of the teeth.
No, I mean like that Fortnite dance thing.
Oh, children love Fortnite.
And they always will, so we should absolutely include references to it.
I see nothing wrong with that at all.
Great.
That actually reminds me, I got the perfect product placement for this. It's a restaurant. It's just perfect.
Oh, Sonic Drive-In?
Oh, yeah, no, that would have been good. I got Olive Garden.
What?
Yeah, so if the characters could just like straight up talk about Olive Garden and say the slogan and talk about some of the offerings, that'd be just great.
I mean, okay.
Perfect.
Anyway, so the government is gonna decide that Tom is probably a terrorist and he's gonna be on like the most wanted list.
Uh-oh, is he gonna have trouble walking around in public?
Not even a little bit. I can't stress enough how little impact this is gonna have on the plot.
Oh, well, okay then.
So anyway, after being chased by Robotnik for a while, they end up in San Francisco.
So Sonic runs to the top of the building and gets the rings?
Nope, he doesn't, even though we've shown him run up walls.
Oh.
So then there's a big showdown between Sonic and Robotnik, and it seems like Sonic might be dead.
Wow, well, roll credits, I guess.
No, that's the thing, he's not really dead.
Oh, he's not? Well, it's gonna be tough for him to beat Robotnik if he's taking that much damage, though.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, Tom says something about friendship or something, and that not only wakes Sonic up, but gives him, like, a huge power boost.
That is how friendship works. I told my dog he was my friend, and he crashed through the wall like the Kool-Aid Man.
A very good friend. So anyway, then Robotnik gets sent through a portal to the Mushroom Planet.
Wow, 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 wow.
And so that's about it. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. I'm just not sure about the design you described.
No, you're gonna have to trust me on this, sir. People are gonna love it.
Whoops.
Whoopsie.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Thanks for watching that video. I hope you liked it. I'd like to give a quick shout out to our friends over at Brainiac. They have really interesting videos over there, one of which is about what would happen if you ran for 3 days straight. I feel like personally I would throw up a lot, but there's some really cool educational stuff about the human body in that video. You should definitely check it out and let them know that Screen Rant sent you. Thanks again for watching and check back soon for a new video. Bye-bye.